For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
I actually
so
do love
worse.
Doing this in the morning.
Yeah, it is great in the morning. It's
I don't
nice
know why. Why is that?
It makes a great Tuesday for me. I know that much.
Yeah, if
makes my day a smile. Make your day a smile.
That's right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. And then, of course, who do we have over here in the corner? He's creepy and weird.
Why you gotta make things seem so complicated? I'm still away. I'm acting like somebody else. It's me. It's Avril Lavigne. I'm Avril Lavigne. And I love ghosts. And I love skating. Fuck, let's make us alone.
Thanks for being here, Avril.
I am not.
I gotta get all my things.
I am not enjoying this in the least bit.
You don't like that character?
No. And now I'm fairly certain.
Someone is now married to that.
You have to register as a pedophile now. You definitely have to because that was disgusting and disturbing.
She just nailed it on the head.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember when I was fat and alone, and I always thought
about
it.
Remember? Like you remember 4 seconds ago and 2 seconds before that.
But now I'm fat, and I've used my mental cunning to trick people into loving me.
All right. Well, speaking of tricks and things that absolutely
No.
No more.
No more.
Avril Lavigne. That's a rule. New rule. No more Avril Lavigne.
But I thought there was no rules.
But there is one. But there is one now.
Yeah.
And that is no Avril Lavigne.
All right.
Okay.
I think that's
you,
a
Henry.
Pretty reasonable rule.
But
it's
the one
a fine
thing we
rule.
Know about Henry Zebrowski is that he's pretty
unpredictable.
All right. So today, let's just jump right to it. We're going to go to a haunted house. We're traveling to it's called
Woo!
The Killers
yeah!
here in New York City. It's going to be pretty great. So we figured we'd give you guys a little bit of information on haunted houses throughout the history of America.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that haunted houses is my favorite. It's my favorite horror movie genre. It's my favorite type.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love haunted house stories, and I'm so excited because we're going to get so scared,
yeah!
and they're going to jump out at us. I'm going to fucking deck one of those fags.
Don't. No, don't fucking. It's not really Dahmer, man.
They're going to come at me. These serial killers are going to come at me. I'm going to just boom. One shot.
You can't knock out the. Are we still
going to crack? Did I break the feed?
No.
Avril Lavigne's ghost is now haunting this podcast. No. And do not punch the actors.
I'm going to grab him by his pants. I'm going to give him a wedge. I'm going to push him down and be like, You like it? You nerd?
There's no way in hell you'd be able to do that.
It's possible.
We'll see.
Anyway, so we got some information on haunted houses past. Henry, do you want to start it off?
Ooh, haunted houses.
Mm.
Do we want to go through the top five?
Yeah, sure.
We look at the fun little listy thing of the top five most haunted locations in the world, and they're fun.
Oh,
yeah, I love it.
Right. I will say this also. If you live in a haunted house, I did a little research. By law, you're forced to – there was a Kate course, Stamboski versus Ackley, Supreme Court in New York. In 1991, they said that if you have a haunted house or if you have extraterrestrial or paranormal –
And if murders happen in your
home. If murders, you must tell the folks that you're trying to sell it to.
And I'm saying I'm looking for an apartment, and it is a plus for me.
Yeah. You'll pay
– there has
you'll
been
double the
murdered.
Price.
If you got a house that is riddled with ghosts,
dude.
Tell me about it. I want to rent it from you.
I want to live with the ghosts.
I am beyond with you
ghosts.
On that. As a matter of fact, before the podcast, we were discussing the Amityville Horror House went up for sale, but then we found out it was just the fucking movie house.
It's just the movie
and
house.
And not the real death house. So fuck it. Get it out
of
here.
Yeah, there's no ghosts there. It's just quinoa crumbs and actor flakes.
Well, there's more ghosts at the... Yeah, there's probably more ghosts there, given the careers of the people who acted in that first movie.
You got them.
Yeah.
No, it was Josh Brolin. He was very famous.
But the woman didn't make it.
No, she died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think ripped apart it. By dogs.
That'll
that's
happen.
A worse way for an actress to die.
Yeah, that's how the Weinsteins kill an actress. Marcus.
Stuff it with sausage. Shake the dogs on.
All right, number five in the list is the Dean House.
Oh, yeah.
In Alberta, Canada.
Okay. Yeah, it's by the sausage people. Jimmy Dean.
Is that something?
No.
No, it's not. He had
lots of pig ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, it was a mobile house. They moved
it
quite a few
that
times.
Drinking?
And then in 1929, it finally came to rest in Alberta, Canada. And in 1933, in the first instance of something violent happening there, a 14-year-old boy suffering from epilepsy took his own life in the house's attic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a mobile house that had an attic?
Well, I mean, you're able to move houses.
Back in the day, that was a lot more common back in the day. You would just take your house and put it on a truck. I don't know if you've ever seen that on the highway.
Yeah,
you've
ever
seen a whole house
it.
Being moved? It's the same thing, and they used to do it all the time, especially because this Dean family was, like, very important. I forgot what they were just socialites?
I think something like that.
And, like, their house was, like, a testament to their house, their family name.
It's like humans living like a turtle. You gotta leave your house when you leave. You can't take it with you.
That's the name of a play.
Humans living like a turtle?
Yes.
That's really sad.
Well, perhaps
bust out of your shell.
Perhaps the most shocking event in the history of the Dean House was the 1952 murder of Irma Umperville.
Good 1952 name, though.
By her husband, Roderick.
Yeah, Roderick fucking beat the shit out of Irma.
Stabbed and strangled his wife in front of their two children before killing himself in one of the home's apartments.
Roderick, you're always late. You never come home when you say you're going to come home.
Irma.
And to this day, it's the sound of clattering TV dinners.
Well, they say
ruins the sleep.
To this day, it is the sound of unexplained laughter that haunts the house.
Interesting. Yeah.
I also imagine that my neighbors complain of the same exact thing from my house. I feel that I was like watching Halloween 2 yesterday, and every single time it was when the stripper was getting smashed against the mirror.
So they just heard really guttural screams.
And me just going like, get her! I was like literally screaming, get her.
Do we call the police, Irma? No.
Let him laugh.
Let him laugh.
It's better if he laughs at it and then he doesn't do it. Let him just enjoy it.
Does this place still exist?
Yeah, now it's a museum.
Yeah. Right. Number four is the Velasca Axe Murder House.
Yeah.
Ooh, what happened there?
And you know when a house is called the Velasca Axe Murder House, that it's haunted.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. On the evening of June 9th, 1912, Josiah Moore, his wife Sarah, and their four children left their home to attend a function at a local Presbyterian church. The family had also invited Lena and Ina Stillinger, friends of the Moore family children, to spend
Who's
the night.
Who's naming these people?
This is in the 1900s. White people were rampant with
the
names.
They were going crazy.
They were just making names up,
Ina
doing
and
stuff.
Lena,
yeah. Ina and
Irma.
Lena. And this is my daughter.
She's special needs. No, she's just special.
No,
to
she's
us.
Just Danish.
After the family and their guest returned home and turned in for the night, an intruder, or perhaps a group of them, entered the house and used Josiah Moore's axe to crush the skulls of every person in the house while they slept. The next morning, a neighbor noticed that the Moore residence was suspiciously quiet.
Because normally it's just like,
Hey, Maria, you make the sausages!
But there was none of that morning.
No trumpet this morning. Very interesting. Did they just get murdered by an axe killer?
Well, numerous psychics have studied the house and declared the property haunted by the victims of the murder.
I declare those ghosts to be riddled with ghosts.
And strange phenomena like falling lamps, flying objects, and mysterious voices are supposedly common.
Oh, cool. Where is this again?
It doesn't say. Wait a minute. Let me look.
Doesn't say.
Damn it.
All right.
We got to go to these places. Last night, I was craving. I want to see a ghost.
Massachusetts.
So bad.
Oh, we can go to this one.
Yeah, we can go to that
cool.
one.
Yeah, Fall right. River, Massachusetts.
And what's the name of that one again?
The Velasca Axe Murder House.
Velasca Axe Murder House.
I got to keep like a journal with wherever I go. A list of haunted places to go to while I'm there.
Definitely.
And then go there.
You'll be able to find one in every city.
I'm going
to
see
wherever
a ghost.
Wherever a murder is, there is a haunted. What do we got for number three, Mr. Parks?
Number three is the Monte Cristo Homestead.
Yeah, ooh, and that involved nice. Various turkey ham Swiss sandwiches, deeply fried, covered in a jelly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Floating through, giving all who enter a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Do you smell baking butter? Mm. Oh, that's just the ghost.
It was built in 1884, and all was well until servants dropped the owner's infant daughter down the stairs, and the servants claimed they were pushed by an unseen force.
Ghost murderer.
Racism.
Yeah.
That's really what's so sad about it.
In 1910, Christopher William Crawley, the head of the Crawley household, died of heart failure. His passing marked a change in his wife, Elizabeth Crawley.
She became, was just free and living the dreams that she always wanted
absolutely,
to.
Yeah. They called her, from now on, she changed her name to Tits Out. Tits Out Crawley.
Oh, yeah. The old tassel girl.
She became extremely reclusive over the next two decades of her life and, according to some, extremely cruel. Mm. Several tragic deaths
so
took
hot.
Place at the household while Elizabeth lived there. A pregnant servant fell to her death from a balcony.
I think this woman hates babies.
And another Possible. Servant, this time a young boy, was burned to death.
Yeah! Ooh.
After Elizabeth died, the house fell into disrepair and suffered at the hands of looters and vandals before Reginald Ryan, a local man, purchased
another
it
terrible
in
name.
1963.
Oh, I can't hear me anymore.
You can't.
I dropped the feed. I lost the feed. Am I back in?
I don't know. Are you? Yeah. I can't hear.
We've
I
never
hear
had problems before until you started singing that goddamn Avril Lavigne song. No!
He, Reginald, and his wife, Olive, immediately knew their home was haunted. Lights acted strangely, and the couple could feel the presence of ghosts and eerily cold spots throughout the property. Psychics were invited to the home and reported strong paranormal activity as well, raising suspicions that the house held terrible secrets in its walls.
Yeah.
Today, visitors can test those claims themselves by taking a tour of the property and its grounds.
And a ghost smelling package. Mm. Come, smell the ghosts.
Yes. This one is in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. I love this. I want to see a haunted house.
I know it.
I'm gonna kill somebody in my house just to make it haunted.
Yeah.
Well, our big haunted house back home was the house that was across the street from the children's cemetery.
Yeah, of course. Sense.
Well,
yeah.
We could, speaking of children's cemeteries and children places of demise, we could go to Cropsey.
Yeah, we could definitely go to Cropsey.
You just got to go find all the stuff in there, and it's Staten Island.
Yeah.
You know?
The whole place
the only
is
thing
haunted.
There is just tracksuits and fucking pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find ghosts.
Do you hear the jiggling of gold chains?
No, oh,
that's
no.
That's just the wasp behind us.
Creepiest thing we ever found in the haunted house, friend of mine found a cassette tape. And that's right. Yeah. I told you guys about this. Yeah, and he played it, and it was just an old man reciting "Mary Had a Little Lamb" over
cool.
and over again.
Someone just did that, though. Yeah. Someone did that for artistic merit.
Next up is the LaLaurie House.
Now, this is the house that Nick Cage bought. He owns and lives in this house.
Yeah. Is this in New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's a great story. I actually was really sad. Like, this needs to be made a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love the story of this house.
It was bought in 1831 by a beautiful socialite by the name of Madame LaLaurie.
Yeah.
And purchased with the house, as she purchased the house with her third husband, Dr. Louis LaLaurie.
See, these are good names.
That wasn't
they're from France.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like many of the wealthiest members of society, Madame LaLaurie owned slaves. By law, slave owners were expected to keep slaves well fed, clothed, and cared for, but a series of incidents...
Like dogs.
Like dogs, exactly.
Like what you're supposed to do with a dog.
Yeah. But series of incidents made some of LaLaurie's peers think the socialite was, at best, neglecting those duties and possibly much worse. Those suspicions were confirmed when a neighbor saw LaLaurie chase a child of a slave through the courtyard, into the house, onto the roof. Moments later, the child had fallen to her death.
She's just playing baby frisbee.
Yeah. I've
That's
heard
all.
Of that game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Because you can just pick up a baby by the feet. It's so easy. If you just take a baby by the feet, you can just throw it
And that's actually how a lot of doctors identify who the mother is. If you throw the baby and it comes back to you, that was your baby. But if it just lands and it dies, it doesn't matter. It wasn't yours anyway.
It's called the boomerang theory.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Lalari was fined and forced to sell her slaves, but relatives purchased them. But relatives,
sell her slaves.
But relatives purchased them and immediately sold them back to her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What
happened with her stock market, too.
And going back to our boomerang theory, that's sort of sad.
Yeah. Although her reputation suffered because of the incident, she remained a popular figure in town until a fire set by one of Lalari's slaves brought the attention of the entire community to Lalari's house. As the fire burned, several people broke down the door to the slave quarters, and they pulled seven severely maltreated and malnourished slaves
out of the building.
Free slaves! Free slaves!
Oh, my God! Free slaves! Let's go get our free slaves!
They're looting. It's a little bit. We're having a fire sale. Fire sale.
Little smoke damage to their lungs, but for the most part, still good slaves. The place is burning down. We're looting the slaves.
Yeah. Well, two of those died from their mistreatment. Two others were found buried on the premises. The citizens of New Orleans, disgusted and furious with Lalari, chased her out of town, looted her possessions, and nearly destroyed the house. Madame Lalari herself, having fled to Paris, was never brought to justice for her crimes. The house itself was later remodeled and retains little of its original layout.
It's supposed to be the most haunted house in America.
Yeah.
Now, does Nick Cage live there as a permanent residence? Or
yes, that's his house.
Okay, that's so fucking great.
He lives
Nick Cage
in
is amazing!
House. But this is also the same place where he was in New Orleans and
beat his wife
because right. She was trying to tell him they were going to the wrong house because they were, and right. He was outside the wrong house banging and screaming. Can you imagine if Face Off fucking Nick Cage. Guy yeah. Nick Cage is outside your house just banging on the door going like, let me in to, let like, me yeah. into your house, and
I think
she's
you
just
have
like,
to like give him your house.
I mean, just have some respect for the man.
Let him into your
house. Let him into
house.
Your home. He's Nick
have him
Cage.
Snoop around, realize it's not his house,
and he'll be like, I'm sorry about this. Do you want some gold chains?
Exactly.
He's just covered in gold chains, and then you can get a gold chain from. If you get a gold chain from Nick Cage, you can make two wishes on it.
Oh, isn't
so that's the thing to listen. If you invite Nick Cage into your home and he gives
you
a gold chain,
you have to invite him into your home, though. He can't actually come in.
You get the gold chain, you can make two wishes, and then the problem is that your firstborn son will turn into a bird.
That's fine.
That's just folklore.
Right.
That's
right.
What happened on the set of Matchstick Men.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful feature.
Number one on the list.
Number one.
The Borley Rectory.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this one.
Which is a good name of an album.
Borley Rectory, a good name for an improv group. Also, just a good name for a sausage company.
No, no. There are no good improv group names. Sure.
What about Debunkable?
The Debunkables.
We're the Debunkables.
Built in 1863 at the request of Reverend Henry Bull, the rectory had always provided its residents with plenty of ghost sightings. The source of the sightings was quickly traced back to a story of a nun and a monk who, centuries ago...
A nun and a monk?
A nun and a monk
walk into a bar and immediately leave because they don't drink.
They fell in love and attempted to elope. They were caught, however, and the monk was hanged. His would-be bride suffered an even worse fate, being walled up within her convent and left to die.
I love that, though.
The Borley Rectory was built on this haunted ground, and its residents suffered accordingly. Eventually, a newspaper sent an investigator to dig into the story surrounding the rectory. The investigator, Harry Price, is credited today as being one of the first ghost hunters for his use of cameras, fingerprinting kits, and other measuring equipment.
Again, a very good movie plot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Don't take that one. Anybody who's listening to this, don't take that one. I'm going to do that one.
That's
I'm
doing that Henry Zebrowski.
I claim it. Ron. I claim it.
Copyright. TM. I just feel really sad. That's like the greatest love story I've ever heard, a nun and a monk, and then it ends with a dude getting
but
hung and a chick getting balled up.
They're so fucking gross. The nun and the monk were both absolutely disgusting.
They were sucking
terrible.
All over each other.
Yeah,
loving
but it was gross.
Life.
It's gross.
I don't know.
If you're a nun, you have to be ugly, and if you're a monk, you're fucked up.
Yeah. I think it led to an extra strong haunting. The fact that they were in love created a more strong
absolutely.
Ghost.
And she was fucking walled up in the wall that rules.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do with every nun I meet. That's how I'm going to make my house haunted.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some nun and I'm going to put her in concrete.
The old Zabrowski nun house.
Yeah. I don't think your landlord's going to allow you to do that.
Oh, come on. I tell him it's going to make it. We got tourism.
I remember when I went over to your house and we had to smoke weed in the bathroom.
It's true. My landlord smells the weed smoke and sends me emails. And he's like, smoking of any kind isn't permitted.
Never said anything about killing nuns and putting them in your floor.
No, he didn't. That is not. And I don't currently have a lease, so.
So that's fine.
Well, psychics were brought in to try to communicate with the spirits, and one of them said that the rectory would burn to the ground, and in the rubble, the remains of the nun would be found. Within a year, that exact thing happened.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that something?
Rock and roll! Yeah!
And they were
and the nurse was found with like two like rock and roll signs up, exactly. You know, like with fucking Maiden shirt on.
In Kiss makeup?
Yeah.
Weird.
Cool. She That's a cool nun.
Yeah.
And the rectory burned to the ground.
Hell yeah. Another church done with.
And the nun was given a Christian burial.
Very nice.
That's
good.
Nice.
That's nice. That's going to really take away the fact she was terribly murdered. Yeah. I'm sure she's
it doesn't,
happy about
though.
It. She's still sad.
Not in the least bit.
Definitely not. Henry, you got some information on.
Do you actually want to go to talk about the H.H. Holmes house and then let's kind of talk about ghosts?
Well, we
in
could
general?
Talk about the H.H. Holmes house. Basically, it's just the greatest horror house of all time.
This is like the idea of every single like haunted house that you're going to go to is based off this guy's place. We've talked about him a million times.
Of course.
We love him.
Yeah.
He's got a great energy. We love his work ethic and what he's done, you know?
And his ingenuity.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah. So it just took place during the First World's Fair, which was like, what, 1890, something like that.
Somewhere
early
on there,
times.
Yeah.
He had 33 rooms, and basically he would just hire contractors. They would come over, build a room. He'd fucking, you know, either kill them or just, like, you know, make them quit their – he would be like, you did a terrible job building my horror room. He would fire them, so no one knew what the house was like. And basically he just killed – they have confirmed 27, but the forensics were so bad – that it was probably hundreds.
Because it was the beginning of forensics.
Yeah, they would go over there and he would mash up the bones to such a degree that people couldn't tell if they were a human or animal. So they just went, because he also had, you know, he had the lime pits and then he just had straight up infernos.
He was sprinkling, you know, bone dust over his spaghetti like it was Parmesan
of
cheese.
Of course.
That was really, that
this
was
guy loves Parmesan cheese. It's so crunchy and weird.
He would also strip all the flesh off of the bones and sell the skeletons to local medical staff.
That's where he made a lot of his money.
Yeah. And who knows how many people he killed before he even opened the murder house. He was in his 40s by
the
time.
Can you imagine, though, owning one of those skeletons? Oh, I love it!
Really? I'm sure that they're still around at universities definitely right now.
Yeah.
No one asked any questions where all these goddamn skeletons were coming from. They were just loving the business.
People were real loose with human bodies back in the day.
They really were. Well, it was also the beginning of a lot of like pathology work. And so medical schools were desperate for cadavers.
Oh,
and in fact, grave robbing, a lot of the grave robbing laws came about because medical students were raiding graveyards every night to try to get bodies to work on. And criminals found out that they could sell these bodies to medical schools for a hefty sum.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And doctors were just.
I like that.
Doctors
Thank
were just
I like
sawing
that
old-timey people.
Old-timey money.
Yeah. Hefty sum.
Yes. Friggin'.
Yes, it's two giant blocks of wood.
That is a hefty amount.
Doctors also used to just cut the tops of people's heads off and stick sticks into their brains and stuff like that.
They
it was
were,
also
they
back
were
then.
Very, very.
You know, it was just it was a work in progress.
It was a trial and error.
Thank you, America.
It was. And really, H.H. Holmes and his friend Benjamin Peitzel, they were both together, so he was really big.
Did they fuck?
I don't know if they ever banged. I wouldn't be surprised if H.H. Holmes was a raging homosexual, though. It's very possible.
I just think they fuck everything.
So anyway, he ended up...
I think they're very Danish.
That seems like how like serial killers are. They seem like very polysexual.
Yeah.
They stick their dick in really
groovy,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Groovy, man.
Groovy, cool. Whatever, you know, play it as it lays.
Yeah.
Love the one you with.
Yeah. So basically... So we would just have a lot of guests in there, and then we'd lock the doors behind them, and he would asphyxiate them with the gas in the room, which is, like, super cool.
Yeah.
And no one went looking for these people because they just went to Chicago for the World's Fair, and then they just never went back to
New York. A lot of them were young women. Because this was the beginning of urbanization where people from all over America were traveling.
Going to cities.
Yeah, they were going into cities, so these girls would
I'm
go
meet
into the
man
city.
Of my dreams.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let their families know where they were staying or where they were, so these young girls would show up to H.H. In fact, they used to put out ads in the classifieds. The newspapers would put ads next to it being like,
be careful. Women are disappearing.
Yeah.
Know who you're staying with. Know who you're working
for. Meanwhile, you see a big fancy ad next to it. It's like, come see my many rooms. Yeah. H.H. Holmes, rooms of fantasy.
Always open. Always vacancy.
Searching for a husband, searching for a wife. Come see H.H. Holmes.
If we don't
rooms
have a,
of enjoyment.
If we don't have a vacancy, we'll make one for you within the hour.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So the place had 33 rooms, two giant furnaces, pits of acid, bottles of various poisons everywhere, and apparently, he had some good medieval torture things as well, such as the stretching rack and whatnot.
Yeah, stretching rack.
I'm getting
rack.
One of those. My back is killing me.
I would love to just constantly sleep in an Iron Maiden, just like dull the fucking points and just like wake up every morning.
Just get real used to it.
Oh, that'd be great.
You're just like fine with it.
Yeah. I could see you sleeping in an Iron Maiden.
It'd be awesome. Don't wake me.
It'd be custom made.
It'd have to be an extra, extra large one.
Yeah.
I know.
Because also back in the day, people were smaller.
I wonder, I mean, that's the thing. I could do whatever I want back. What are you going to put me on the rack? I'm already 6'7", you fucking idiot.
You can't beat me. Yeah, and they'll be like, he's a giant.
Yes.
He's the titan from days of old. You can get the same effect if you just go to China.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait to go to China.
Be, oh, he's so big. Oh, never let him in your house. He take out the same thing.
Yes. So I think you get our H.H. Holmes, the first horror house of all time.
Yes.
And then it burnt to the ground. And we actually, it's not haunted. There's not really any...
No, not really. Another horror house that we had that also is missing. This was one that happened. This was a frontier haunted house. This was in Kansas in the 1800s, late 1800s, post-Civil War. And it was this family known as the Bloody Benders.
Oh, I love this.
Yes, Bloody Benders were great. They ran a hotel, it was more of an inn on a dusty trail out west. And people were starting to disappear on this trail, and they started to look into it. And the Benders knew that people were kind of onto them. They kind of heard around town, so they escaped. And when authorities finally went to the house, they found a trap door. In which what the Benders would do, they'd sit people down for dinner, and they would in the middle of dinner, someone would go up behind them and smash them in the head with a hammer.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
and then open the trap door, and down there would be someone waiting, and they'd slit their throat.
Do you mean there's no beanbag chair and flat screen down there?
It's different.
See, that's what I'm going to do in my house. I'm going to have a flat screen. I'm going to have a trap door in the dining room table that just shoots me down to my beanbag chair where I got a milkshake machine, and I got a fucking Blu-ray player, and man, I'm going to do it different and better than they did.
Coolest thing that I think about this one is that they found bullet holes in, like, the ceiling, in the walls, meaning that, like...
They would go down, and then these dudes would pull their guns trying to stop them, and then they would just, like, slice his throat.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, they were German.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to be schleishing Strauss.
Yeah, and they moved the house because they opened up the trapdoor was nailed shut. They opened up the trapdoor, and they thought that the bodies would be buried down there. So they moved the entire house, and they found 17 bodies in the garden outside. And the house was dismantled by souvenir hunters. So there are pieces of this house out there right now.
I know.
Passed down through the generations.
We have to talk about, not right now because we don't have enough time, but the story of Fred and Rosemary West is fucking awesome too.
Yeah.
Haunted house. As a couple, they just murdered tons and tons of women together. They killed their own daughter.
The English couple. These guys are fucking awesome.
It's so fucked up.
I mean, they're terrible.
Yeah, I mean, as in, you know.
We all know.
They fill me with awe.
The big thing is, again, it's like when you're searching for someone to love, someone you're going to spend your life with, you want to be heading in the same direction.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to have the same interests, the same core, what's the term, you know, morals.
Yeah, but there's not the
same moral code.
Yeah, there's no loyalty among murderers, though, because the wife eventually rolled over on the husband.
So hot.
Well, she was forced to, but okay, so just real quick, so what they would strip the girls, they would torture them with, they would bind them with tape, and then they just tortured them and abused them. He would fuck them in front of her and shit like that, and then they would bury
she was
in the
sitting there playing
the
a tambourine going, I love it, when you do it, it's the age of Aquarius.
Their daughter was going to rat him out, and then they killed the daughter.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah, dozens of. I mean, they don't know exactly how many, but it's a lot.
Yeah, it's at least a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
A killer's dozen is 22, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do with this episode is that we are going to take you, the listener, into the haunted house with us. You can hear our adventures in the land of horror. Mm-hmm. And because you can't take a look, you should go ahead
and take a listen.
Yeah.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. And Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we are in the Killer's Haunted House in the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
No! Henry, leave him alone!
Stay away, you're acting like somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this. Yeah.
All right, stop recording that. That's not allowed.
I think we did already put an Avril Lavigne no-go on this episode.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that I was not allowed to sing Avril Lavigne.
I don't think you forgot. I think you're skirting the rules, Henry.
Rules are meant to be broken.
So right now we're in the cab on the way to the Haunted House.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, myself, Ben Kissel in tow, Henry Zabrowski, and my lovely girlfriend, Nikita.
Will you not say hello? You don't even have your voice on there?
No.
Too late, baby.
That's right. No, because the thing is that a bunch of nerds cross-reference voices, and they'll be able to find where you keep your panties.
Oh,
which
shit.
Is really hard. I mean, the thing is about
well,
our...
It's not that hard to find them. They're Marcus on Marcus. They're Marcus wears them every day.
I think I see a couple sticking out of his coat pocket. I'm going to punch Ted Bundy in the face tonight. I'm going to get him by his jacket. I'm going to pull him down in the street. Show him all. He don't kill no people. I kill people.
And we know, like, real world, like, laws apply, right?
No. This is a horror fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Ben, who do you want to punch in the stomach?
I don't want to punch anyone in the stomach. I just want to hug Jeffrey Dahmer and tell him I love him. I'm most excited to see my idols. I just want to, you know, kiss him, ask him, you know, how did he kill all the Thai boys? You know, and be like, did he make any actual zombies?
Sure, I think the answer to that is one and no.
Yes. Yeah, he actually never made it.
He never made a zombie. Well, we don't know that.
No, we do know that, because there was just no way for it to happen. Do you think they'll have any of those guys hanging out in front?
What guy? Oh, the scary guys?
Well, definitely, they should if it's a worthy haunted house, that's for sure.
Now, this is probably not going to be allowed inside.
Oh, no, this is going to be a covert operation, without a doubt.
Very much so.
Yeah, so I apologize in advance if there are any sound discrepancies, but I will not be able to wear my headphones, my monitoring headphones, that I usually wear during field recordings. So the sound might be a little bit off, but I think it'll be okay.
The one thing that we're sure to pick up is me dragging Ted Bundy down into the street while I beat him with my hands.
I just can't wait for you to get beat up by the actor playing Ted Bundy. I think we could probably find our way from here.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is
I
great.
Think so, yeah.
How much is it?
Rule number three, repeat rule number three for us, Henry.
Do not be a jackass. You are not funny. Trust us, the people you're with are not entertained. But actually, I mean, we are funny.
We are extremely funny. Entertaining.
Understand.
You will accept it.
Person.
Yeah.
Last time I went to one of these things, it was just me and my father, and no one would approach us because my dad grabbed a dude by his shirt who tried to jump him. And then I guess they were all like, they like radio around, so everyone knows what's up. So everyone left us alone
for
the rest of the time. So it was kind of lonely and sad.
Have you been all my life, blah, 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 blah.
This room's really scary. It's a dark portal.
It looks like we're in front of a garbage bag. This is where a piece of Tupperware is.
against the wall. Backs against the wall. You don't want to follow instructions. Everyone turn around and face the wall. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't fucking look at me. Turn around and face the wall. Turn around and face the wall. Start.
Oh, yeah. Holy Lord. Is it gay night or Puerto Rican night?
We're in an X. Raise your hand.
Oh my God, I don't want to do it now. Can I go back and kill it?
There should not be a gap. You should be touching someone's shoulder. You should be touching another shoulder.
And then I dug him up. You know why? Because I was lonesome. You ever dig somebody up out of the grave because you're lonesome? Oh, it feels good. Want to try on my grandpa's face?
Yes.
Look at that. When I look through these eyes, you look like you're part of the family. I like that. You want to come here and give us some kind of a grace?
Yeah.
You know, my sister got eaten by a pig.
A pig?
You want to pray for my sister in the belly of that pig? All right, put your hands together.
Dear Lord in heaven, please bless Ed's younger or older?
Oh, my younger sister.
Please bless Ed's younger sister, who was unfortunately eaten by a swine.
That's nice. I like that. And I like you.
I like you.
But that ain't grace. Oh, now look at Grandpa getting all riled up. I shouldn't have dug him out of the ground. Everybody will have to get going. Now, there's the door.
Gotta go.
Working after midnight, just like we used to do.
Now we're good.
I go walking after midnight, searching for you.
I think she ran away from you because she's scared of you. All right, so no introductions because this is just the tail end, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This so may we be just a different finished? Day and a different thing, but let's act like we did it all at once.
Yeah.
The Killers.
We literally just got back from the Killers' haunted house not 3 minutes ago,
That's
and we're
right.
doing the wrap-up now.
I'm so scared still. I don't know, man. Crazy times over there. Very militant group yelling at you, making you get against the wall, put your face against it.
I tell you what, I got a little hard.
Did you?
I actually, during that thing, I was like, maybe I want to be a slave.
I'm sure you would
know,
do great.
Maybe what I was meant to be was one of those guys in the big zip mask, like a gimp.
Definitely.
Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do.
Well,
maybe.
Have you
I mean,
ever
like,
been?
As a hobby, sure. No, I mean as a job.
Well, I don't know how you're going to get a job doing it.
Because I'll be the fucking best.
Doesn't pay I very
try,
well.
I listen, 110% I give to this podcast, 110% I give to my acting career, 110% I give to cooking different fish meals in order to lose weight. I can give 100. I can give 110% to being a gimp.
Yeah, that last one I'm not too sure about.
110% I give every single day.
I feel like you
6 days a week,
too much.
Except for one day a week where I just fucking don't try.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's my favorite day.
Yeah, those are my Fridays.
Oh yeah, today's your Friday.
I mean, Fridays, my Sundays.
You just told me that today's your Friday.
Well, my Fridays are my Sundays.
So are you giving 110%?
No. Stop conversation. Holy fucking Jesus. I did not wake up with explosive diarrhea to deal with this today. I did. But yeah, overall, the Killers, very, very scary. We were all little gimps for these very sad actors.
Well, the thing is that I got chosen to do all the fun, quote-unquote, special things.
It was very interesting to see just how life works. They chose Henry for all different forms of victimization.
But every single time it was like, ooh, Ted Bundy's gonna love you. Ooh, John Wayne Gacy is gonna love you.
You were called cute multiple times by a whole series of different disgusting chubby men.
It's because I am.
You are.
110% I give to being cute every day.
I know it. It did not work out in your favor when everyone wanted to rape you at this haunted house.
You know, you've always told me about like you getting like bullied and singled out for shit. And like when the teenagers made you do the Chris Farley impersonation before they'd let you on the train.
Yeah.
Now that I'm like, yeah, that sounds a little, maybe he's exaggerating that, but no, the whole time,
you
were picked
for everything.
I'm castable. I got the X Factor.
You are castable. And for those that don't know, Marcus alluded to a wonderful story that Henry told us the other day. Henry was on the subway surrounded by a gang of black youths, and they thought, you look like Chris Farley, they said, and in order to get off of the train, what did you do?
They surrounded me and they said they wouldn't let me leave the train until I did a Chris Farley impression. And I was just like, don't make me do this. And they're all like, you ain't getting off this motherfucking train unless you do a goddamn Chris Farley impression.
I love those guys.
And I destroyed it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I fucking rocked
the whole train.
I literally got
clapping.
The whole train. I got the whole thing going.
You're a star.
Because I'm a fucking, I got the X Factor. I got
110%.
I mean, they would have beaten me
to
nearly
death.
To death
right.
if I hadn't done it.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, I did Matt Foley. I did Matt. I was just like, I'm living in a van down by the river.
Yeah, that's pretty
don't make me. I don't want to do it here.
No, yeah. No, you don't do it. We're not making you do it. You can leave the room whenever you want.
I've already had it run from the shadow of that ghost. All right?
I was really, really.
I'm just fat. We're different.
You're cute, and you're surprisingly small. When we meet our fans in real life, they're all going to be astonished at how actually tiny you are because
I'm like a miniature version of a fat person.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like a fat person toy.
Yeah, like those Russian dolls. Like you're the third Russian doll.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very. Yeah.
When you get to the real good dolls, you mean?
Yeah. The dolls.
The better dolls. So the little the dolls you want to fuck. The dolls that you're wondering what his deal is.
I would say actors tend to be around 65% of the size of the person they're portraying.
Yeah, you got to because cameras are fitted with magnifying lenses, make you bigger.
That's right.
I'm not sure if that's true or not.
It might be.
Well, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah. To your cock and balls.
So anyway, do we want to go into any detail about the killers? What was your favorite killer that you saw? We saw John Wayne Gacy. We saw Jeffrey Dahmer. Ed Gein was your favorite.
It was slyly cast.
Yeah.
It was slyly cast.
Cleverly.
I think you're getting that. Yeah, you're getting that, both of that right off the posters, guys. we went to this thing. Can we come up with some better words, please?
Ed Gein was great.
Ed Gein was,
and then John Wayne
amazing.
Gacy took me, put me in a crawl space.
This is where they really fucked up.
Yeah, they chose me. They like petted my face. They put me in a crawl space, and then that leads out to the other thing, to this like side area, and it says wait on the wall. And then I'm sitting there, and the dude pops out at me, and I'm just like, you scared me, bro. And then he's just like, you want to scare your friends? And I was like, yeah, fuck my friends. Yeah, I want to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what? I had to wait in this other room underneath this woman's cloak. And I didn't get to tell you this. So the part of it is that you're in this like room of the Angel of Death, and she's this woman in big skirt. So I missed like four rooms. The idea was I was
you
supposed
only missed
to
one room.
Yeah, well, yeah, something like that. But I hooked up with another group and not our group because they fucked up the timing. But I'm sitting underneath this woman's skirt, right? And my head is on her pussy.
And how was her
like,
pussy?
I sat up in it and closed, and then I was just like, she closed it, and then I just like leaned back. I'm like, I felt my, you know, like the. I was like, I felt my head like rest on her vagina lips.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, sorry about laying my head on your vagina. And then she looked down and like stayed in character, like looking at me like the Angel of Death. And I was like, my head's on your vagina.
Angel of Death, very cool room full of fog and smoke and all that shit.
Yeah, blue lights, it was really fucking, or black lights, I guess. But yeah, it was really fucking cool.
And I would say the worst room probably, I'm going to go with Dexter, or unfortunately they sort of butchered Albert Fish.
Yeah, but Albert Fish was really bad.
But that's okay.
Well, Albert Fish, it was an intro. We did a creepier thing for Albert Fish than they did.
They just read the same letter that we had read on the podcast, and then they had the mother of the daughter that he killed, and she was sad.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, my baby's gone. My
I was like,
gone.
Kids are all real people. We're in a haunted house. We're here to watch your babies die.
Yeah, I'm happy your baby is
dead.
We
are not the audience for haunted houses. That's why I was just talking with Marcus as we were walking up. It's like, we are just not the demographic. Because, we should go for free, killers, which we are promoting on our podcast, which we just found out has bigger numbers than we thought it did. Killers.
Yeah, we're dominating.
You should give us our money back for the tickets that we purchased.
Yeah.
Killers. I will say, overpriced at $50.
Quite.
Yeah.
quite overpriced.
We're just, it's hard to, because we're just sitting there, we're not screaming, we're going like, oh.
Well, I mean, you can hear on the recording the maniac. I apologize for my maniacal, psychotic laughter throughout.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of creepy. Upon listening the second time through,
I love it though.
Yeah,
that's good.
I loved. Like,
I was having a great time.
I laughed my ass off and had a fucking great time the entire way through. And at the end, as you heard, I got to say the prayer at Ed Gein's family dinner.
And a wonderful prayer it was. I was too busy taking care of his girlfriend the whole time after the, Jack the Ripper really groped her.
Jack the Ripper did kind of rape my girlfriend.
Did he touch her breasts?
He rubbed up against them.
Mm.
Pretty
yeah.
Healthily.
Jack the Ripper, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing next year for Halloween?
Oh, no.
And then this morning we woke up and it was one of those things where, like, you know when someone, like, bullies you, and and like a day later, you have like the perfect response to him.
Yeah, right.
It was like that, and we woke
what
up.
Was your perfect
Screw
response?
You, Jack the Ripper.
Well, I was sad, like,
get
I,
off of my wife.
And I
what? What do you mean, wife? I'm your girlfriend. Nikki, I want to ask you this a long time.
Jack, do you have the ring?
Yes, I do. Meanwhile, you're still grabbing on, like, fiercely under her tits.
That is actually one of the most romantic ways I've ever heard of someone proposing to somebody else.
It really is.
And Nikki would really appreciate that.
She would.
Oh, God. Well,
I got to stop saying her name, right?
No. I say her name on the podcast all the time.
He called her fat on Top Hat.
I remember that. That got you in some
please,
hot water.
That got me in a lot of
she's
hot
not
water.
Remote, she's not remotely fat. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's
you
move
were
on.
Wrong about that.
Yeah, I didn't say it. But no, Bill, you were. Ben thought that she got freaked out last night. Slept better than she has in weeks.
That's she said.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I told you she was fine.
She loved it, man.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Also, a wonderful exhibit was the Jeffrey Dahmer exhibit.
That was inventive. I liked that a lot.
That was just great theater.
Yeah.
That was
very good theater.
That was Jeffrey Dahmer. He was sitting on the witness stand.
Yeah.
He was giving his final speech.
Which
this is
word
during
for
sentences.
Word his actual his statement.
Which was a very powerful statement. And then another Dahmer comes in and does some crazy stuff with it's Dahmer on Dahmer crime.
Dahmer on Dahmer.
That's really what's so sad about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, really, when you first walk in, there's just a Hispanic fella screaming at you. And I thought it was really interesting the way they just kind of beat you down and made you completely submit to the process.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit – I was a little bit shell-shocked in the beginning.
Yeah.
You walk through the doors. You're like, $50. We're going to have a good time. I'm a fucking asshole. And immediately, immediately screamed at and forced to stand against
the
wall.
See, I need that for theater.
Yeah,
I need to be ordered. And
do you think
beat.
They should start like Les Mis like that?
Yeah,
The Lion King.
Yeah, you paid $300 for these goddamn tickets. Fucking sit down,
get
down,
asshole.
Hey, old lady, let me see your pussy.
No.
Oh, lady, let me see your pussy.
Oh, don't smell enough. Go to the bathroom, and make it stink. It's weird.
There was a lot of great
Broadway
like,
has changed.
There were a lot of like great tiny little touches too, like in the John Wayne Gacy room. There was a gay porn show on the TV.
Yeah. Really.
Like,
great.
Young gay porn, like teen gay
and
porn.
And John Wayne Gacy's dinner that they had, was it like Thai food and a 3-foot-long hoagie? That man was living like a king.
Yeah, he was having a great time.
Although I would say could be a little chubbier. They got a thin, not thin.
No.
But not morbidly obese.
They could have been fatter.
I need a fat Gacy.
It was like a Brian Posehn-sized Gacy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
Right? Yeah.
He was big.
He had really soft hands when he touched my face.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, he's an actor, of course.
Not me, man.
They
I got
do
rough hands like a coal miner.
Let me
I've
see.
Seen your... No, he does
actually, no, they're very soft.
They're extremely soft.
They're baby butt hands. He powders them every morning.
I moisturize.
Mm.
Good. Let's see. Yes, overall, a fun experience. And it was nice to be out of your element. There was one moment where you walk through. I think it was supposed to be a vagina.
It was definitely a vagina.
And it had to be a good 15 feet, 20 feet. And it seemed to go on forever. Your girlfriend was having a major panic attack, and I was about to, but her panic attack like helped me like not have one because I didn't want to sound like a fucking bitch. And I'm walking through. And
look who got freaked out.
I didn't get freaked out. It was pretty.
This is one of the rooms I missed.
Yeah,
just hanging out and underneath this woman's skirt with my head
it
actually
like
against
had
a real vagina.
Yeah.
I was dealing with a real vagina, and you guys are dealing with some costumed vagina.
So did you jump out into a bunch of strangers?
Yeah.
And then just kind of join them?
What did they say
them?
When you did
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So like,
who's
they were like,
so
who are
awkward.
You? Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, I was like, well, this is the wrong group. I mean, I literally said, I was like, and then it was just me hanging out. And then I had to yell at this weird, stupid guy who answered his phone in the middle of the Jack Ripper thing because he was being just fun. He was being fun and funny. And I told him, I was like, listen, fucker, I paid $50 for this goddamn thing, so put your fucking phone away.
One of the guys in the group with you answered the phone or an actor?
One of the guys in the group.
Jesus Christ.
Like a real
shit. You know what? He was scared.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we? This is the future, huh? You can't go to a fucking haunted house without someone popping on their iPhone and tweeting about it or God knows what he was
doing.
I'm
not going to say I didn't check my email while I was waiting underneath her vagina. Because I did.
That That's fine.
I checked my email. That's fine.
You were in, you know, you were
I was
waiting.
Corresponding.
That's right. You were corresponding, and you were waiting to pop out. You got to do something, you know,
with
pre-scare.
My hands.
That's right.
And I can't, God knows can't be touching this woman's legs or vagina.
No, you can't.
Because they get mad. Everyone gets mad.
Can't fist the angel of death.
No.
God knows.
Would have done it, though. Mm. Showed her what the business was.
Yeah.
You want to know what the business was? It's a fisto.
It's a what?
A fist?
It's a fish store. It's a fish store. That's what the business was.
A fish.
I don't know, man.
A fish door. Is that
fish
what you,
store?
Is that do you, is that what you
a
call
fish
a
store?
You call
it.
I want to
know what the business was, and then I said it's a fish store.
Yeah, but you know, a
you're
good
calling her pussy a fish store.
No, I just I didn't even mean it like that.
You okay. know, a fun name for a vagina is a fish door.
Yeah. Fish door is fun. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, overall, so go to Killers if you want to.
Yeah, it was super
Killers
sweet.
give us our money back. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Sure, give us our
I'd
money
love
back.
That.
I'm going to give it 5 out of 10 hemorrhoids.
Yeah. That's that sounds about do. Right. I'm going to give 5 out of 10 hairy ball sex.
Good, good.
I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bleeding gums.
All right. Okay.
Which, if you guys are not aware, that all means 3 out of 5 stars. 3 out of 5 stars. So very good. Awesome, guys. All right. Well, great field trip. I like you guys as friends, and I like to take you out in the public and so we can all be seen together.
I think we're getting stronger as friends and stronger as comedians, and I like our energy, and I like our friendship.
I agree.
Zip. All right. Well, we'll do the Magustalations.
We can't just do the Magustalations.
Well, we just did it.
You can't just prompt us
we'll
to do,
do
it.
That.
It's got to happen.
Let's just...
So anyway,
I guess we're just gonna say it now.
Okay.
Because you just said
I take
that.
Everything back.
I take it back. Yeah, we're not friends anymore.
What?
This is over. Hail me!
Ah, my Magustalations.
Hail Satan. We'll talk to you later.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Satan.
So can I ask you, sir, how do you feel when 4 people get into your cab with bloody X's on their forehead?
I feel excited.
And why is that?
I'm start thinking of jokes.
Yes, yeah, so swing a left here and then take a right on Metropolitan.
But you guys are way early. When is that the Halloween thing? Is that next Monday or something?
Yeah, October 31st, right?
Yeah, we did. We went to this haunted house. Where it was like a bunch of people like dressed as serial killers, like scared us.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
All right. Now, my question to you: What was the last time you were at church?
Oh no.
Oh yes.
When was the last time you were at church?
Last Sunday.
You gotta go.
No, it wasn't last Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm full cat. I'm a full Catholic.
Now you're willing to fool around with scary stuff and ghosts and all that stuff, but how about the Holy Ghost? I mean, come on.
I understand. No, of course.
I mean, you gotta be. I'm demon equal time here. Yeah. How about that?
Like that actually, that is
that's
the
fair?
Most. That is the most compelling argument I've heard for it.
It is
yes.
horrific.
No, we
a lot
are
of blood,
not.
A lot of death in that Christian faith, especially the Catholic.
Huh?
We're all locked up in it. Like we're. I'm just afraid when I go that they won't have me back.
Oh yeah. Well, that's just it's par for the course. I mean, you gotta go for it, man. Yeah.
Oh, we're
yeah, you gotta go with it.
Yeah, I just feel
I mean,
like
I'd go to church after that haunted house.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah, exactly.
I could go.
As a matter
again.
Of fact, we should do a field trip to a Catholic mass. There's nothing scarier than that.
You just got us 4 beers in after being in a haunted house.
This is honestly, if you're a Christian, this is the time to convert anybody.
Yeah, you can get us right in.
Be terrified about the devil.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.